It is time for us to check sports and time to bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
How was your vacation?
That was a long time ago.
Well, you still must be recuperating from it.
No.
No?
I'm waiting ready for my next one.
When is that?
Soon.
Soon? Okay. Okay, well, let me know.
As long as they keep having $42 fares, I'm going.
Yeah, $42 fares aren't too bad. Do you wear your mask on the plane?
Once in a while.
Okay. You weren't caught the rest of the time. You know, I expected to see, you know, one of those video clips of you fighting with somebody on
No, I mask. Do what they say when they tell me to do it, and then when they turn their back, I don't.
All right. Well, let's go to, first of all, we'll do a pick for tonight's game, Monday night game, Cleveland versus Baltimore.
Cleveland.
There's no doubt about it. And remember when I was talking about the Washington Redskins last week? I really think they're going to be the team that wins the NFC East. Their defense.
Me too. Hail to the Redskins.
Well, I guess you call them Redskins. That's right. The Washington football team. But really.
Oh, I will. I'll call. Don't worry. I'll do it.
But their defense plays outstanding against everybody. And it's turned into a consistent defense as well. So hail to Washington. All right.
Hail to the Redskins.
All right. The Giants did what the Giants do. Once again, Arizona ran rings around them, and 26-7. But it was interesting to see some of the other games. Pittsburgh, their invincibility has really been.
We said that. Yeah. I said they were going to get beat up. They did.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. The Jets. Oh my gosh.
That's a calamity.
It really is. It's just unbelievable how bad
they are. If you have problems with your gastrointestinal system, watch the Jets. They'll get it moving.
Yeah, it's just plain horrible. Kansas City again showed that they're Kansas City. Brady did a good job against Minnesota, but still, there's so much bad football out there, Mike. I mean,
we got hosed yesterday.
What?
I didn't know that Drew Brees wasn't playing. The Saints laid down yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And they talk about the integrity of sports. That was a fixed game.
Yeah. But if you looked at the other games, Mike, I mean, there were games like Green Bay won.
I was at the track. I wasn't watching this.
Green Bay won 31-24. Terribly played fourth quarter. Terrible. The mistakes that were made in the fourth quarter were unbelievable. The Chargers.
What was the line?
Yeah, I don't know. But the Chargers.
I don't know what it was, but I bet you it was 7.5 or more.
The Chargers in Atlanta. Oh, it's just terrible. Back over the. I think there were three turnovers on three straight plays, in a close game. It was just it. It was not a good day to watch great football because I had it on the red zone, okay, and mm-hmm. you got to see you got to see. So
if you want to watch great football, you got to get in a time machine and go back 25 years.
Yeah, it's just pretty amazing to look at. All right,
garbage.
How about how far medicine has come nowadays? The Florida college basketball play had breathing problems, passed out on the. He was in the hospital by ambulance within 15 minutes.
He was on a plane?
No. He was playing the game, and he was walking off, and he passed out. Couldn't breathe. Passed out. EMTs to the ambulance in a hospital within 10, 12 minutes. He's still, they're still figuring out what happened to him. But
I wonder if it was a 72-year-old guy walking down the street that passed out with breathing problems, if he'd be in a hospital in 15 minutes.
That's another thing that is another question that you have to look at. But still, I mean, it was amazing because we've seen players die on the court before and not get to that chance to live anyways. And every time people curse Tom Brady, he just comes back and performs well. Which he did,
it's fantastic.
But the Jet game was just, oh my God, it was just horrible.
Well, a friend of mine's a Jet fan, and I said, if you have any intentions of watching the game, don't do it. If you have any sharp objects in your house, do anything else. Watch the Hallmark Channel or something.
You know, I'm not watching the Giants this year simply because I think the coach is going to do a good job in the long term, but I know in the short term they're going to be an up and down team, and you know what? I'd much rather watch the other teams in the league play than to see the up and downness. But so I don't watch the Giants play. I don't.
But if they were good, you'd watch them.
Once they establish themselves, that's exactly right. Once
they have a name for people like that.
No, it's not. It's not.
They're called front runners.
No, we're not front runners because I'm a Giant fan.
I know that, but you don't watch them.
Well, I don't watch them.
You only watch them if they win.
They got to prove to me that they've improved. They have improved this year with their coach. Next year, I'll start watching games to see, because I predicted this year they'd win 6 or 7 games, and they're going to probably win 6. But next year will be the year I start watching them, and that's the year
that you don't start watching them next year either.
Oh, no, I will. I will.
They won't. They'll suck it up just as bad as this year.
Right, we'll see.
But who's going to be the quarterback? Y.A. Tittle? Can't be this guy. He stinks.
I don't think he stinks.
He's up there, right up there with Darnold from the Jets. They're mirror images of each other.
Nah, I don't think they are. I think you're wrong there.
Well,
Darnold's been
I'll get your subscription to watch cricket next fall.
No, Sam's,
you ain't watching the Giants.
The other guy's been in the league 3 years. This is, this is a difference.
Yeah, 3-2. Big, immense difference.
There is a big difference because he hasn't really done 2 full years. He's done a year and a half. He only came in halfway through the first year, so you got to give him a break. Anything else? Now, did you watch any? What racing happened over the weekend?
There was racing all over the place. I don't know where my picks went, but there's racing all over the place. It was good. Good racing.
All right. So you did all right then on the racing this past weekend.
I did all right. I had 2 bets I wanted to make yesterday. One won in New York, and the other one ran 2nd in Florida and should have won if didn't get cut off. So I cashed some nice tickets this weekend.
All right.
That's the name of the game, cash and tickets.
Cash and tickets, it is. All right. Well, we'll speak to you again what day, Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
All right. We will speak to you Friday.
Have a good week.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.